This is The Tinker Show. I'm Chris Cooper, and today I want to talk about something that I call the puzzle problem. As entrepreneurs, many of us start out thinking that we're solving this giant puzzle when we're building our business, and every little solution that we come up with feels like we're completing a piece of that puzzle. We click the little pieces in and, you know, oh boy, I wrote my SOPs and there's like a corner piece, you know, and hey, I've recorded how we handle this, or I've put in staff evaluations, or I've written our policies, or I've got a clear waiver, or my website's working. Like, that's a whole edge of the puzzle. And every little solution feels like we're completing a piece of that puzzle, and we thrive on solving these little challenges. They feel good. But at some point, usually around that 100K net owner benefit mark, the machine starts running without us. We've solved the puzzle, and that sense of purpose kind of starts to wane. And this creates boredom, and boredom can be dangerous. Now, there's two common outcomes of boredom. First is breaking the puzzle. You might feel tempted to break your business in subtle ways. You overcomplicate things. You insert yourself in areas of the gym that no longer need you. You start micromanaging your staff. You think, I'm going to redo our on-ramp, or I'm going to, you know, change our entire programming. You break the thing unconsciously looking for something to fix. And so you sabotage your success just to have some other puzzle to build. The second thing that can happen when you're bored is that you start this new unrelated puzzle. A lot of entrepreneurs look for new challenges by starting entirely new businesses, often outside their core expertise, like opening a coffee shop or investing in some unrelated industry that they don't understand. Now, here's why this happens. It's actually neurological. Our amygdala, the tiny little part of your brain, it's about the size of a walnut, it's your fight or flight center in the brain. And when you're undergoing a long period of stress, the amygdala actually gets bigger, like a muscle. It does mirror neuroning to grow. I don't know to go into that whole process for you, but it basically becomes a bigger and bigger part of your brain. And you start filtering everything as, you know, a stress response. You look through this lens of fight or flight on everything. And once that stress is removed, you know, the puzzle is complete, the business is kind of running itself, then that oversized amygdala starts to fight to justify its size. It wants to exercise itself. And so you start hyper-focusing on small issues, or you're losing sleep over minor problems, or you even start fights with your spouse because you have to feel like you're feeding that amygdala, right? You're creating more puzzles to solve, and you're creating all this stress for yourself. So here's how you beat the puzzle problem. I've got five tips for you. First, you redefine the puzzle. So you've solved one version of your business, but there's always a new puzzle to tackle within the core business. So focus on optimizing that business, virtuosity, right? Getting better at lead nurture, getting better at closing. You could also focus on scaling. So duplicating the business that you have instead of going and starting something completely brand new, or improving other aspects of your business, like your client experience, or optimizing your profit margin, or even leadership development for your team. And see these as like better edge pieces. So you're kind of like building a bigger puzzle on top of the puzzle that you've just built, instead of starting from scratch, or instead of, like, you know, ripping pieces in half. Second is finding purpose in mentorship. Now, at this stage, your role should evolve. You should become a mentor for others, like the teammates, the people who are on your team, your coaches, or even other people. So you can train your team, you can mentor other business owners, or you can develop leaders within your organization. Mastery really is about teaching others, not just doing more yourself. And when you're teaching other people how to do what you do, you actually get better at it because it forces you to refine your thought process and get clearer. The third way to beat the puzzle problem is to create growth challenges for yourself. So challenge yourself in areas that push you without overcomplicating your business. So this might mean expanding your skill set, launching a new initiative inside the business, like starting a nutrition program or a kids program, or exploring some innovation within your niche, right? You know, for example, like starting habits challenges, like let's start doing some science experiments with my clients and measure the outcomes. The fourth way to beat the puzzle problem is to audit and outsource stressful habits. So you can identify areas where you're creating unnecessary stress or complexity, or you're micromanaging people, and then delegate tasks that don't require your expertise. recognize when you're sticking your fingers into the machine out of boredom and build accountability systems to prevent it. So when you're thinking about any kind of upheaval in your business, you know, I'm going to change our programming, I'm going to change our schedule, I'm going to change how we sell, I'm going to change our onboarding options. Ask yourself, am I changing this because it's necessary or because I'm bored? And for me, if I say, like, what is the desired outcome of this change, and I don't have a clear improvement metric in mind, then I know I'm just changing it out of boredom. I'm pursuing my own addiction to novelty. The fifth way to beat the puzzle problem is to invest in personal mastery or passion projects. So you can channel your drive into non-business pursuits that excite and challenge you. And these could be art, right? I'm a big fan of, like, channeling yourself into art. It could be spiritual exploration, right? Getting in touch with God. It could be personal goals, right? It could be fitness. How funny is it to say that to fitness entrepreneurs? But when you're growing in other areas of your life, you're less likely to sabotage your business out of boredom. So the puzzle problem is a really common challenge for entrepreneurs who've hit a major milestone, right? They're in the tinker stage. Boredom and stress-seeking behaviors can lead to destructive habits. But by reframing your puzzle, finding purpose by mentoring other people, even the people within your business, or focusing on new challenges or passions, you can maintain growth and fulfillment without breaking the machine that you worked so hard to build. So just take a moment today to reflect. Are you solving the right puzzle, or are you stuck creating problems to fix? Let me know your thoughts in the Tinker group below this post. And thanks for listening. I'll catch you next time on the Tinker Podcast.